Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 13th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masech de Megillah, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Vav. Katan Kere Batera. A minor is allowed to be one of those called up to the Torah to read and lain for the Tzibur. The Rambam writes that one of the Goyim said this was only after Shlishi, and that's brought in Bar Tanur as well. Others say that this is the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Some explain what's the reason for this leniency, and that is because the purpose of laning the Torah is simply to let the people hear the Torah. It's not a mitzvah gemura, as we call it. They're not being moitzahim with something. And even though he makes a brach on it, not a problem, because as the Miri explains, a child, even he's a minor, has a connection to Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to teach him. Umasargen. And the cotton, a minor, is also allowed to be the translator. In those days, as we said before, that there used to be one who leaned it and one who translated it in Aramaic. He can certainly be a translator. Avol einoi peres al shema, but a cotton, a minor, cannot be the one who will lead the shema. If he comes to a shul, he cannot make a bracha for them to be moitz of the public. He cannot say a kaddish. Vein over lifnei teva, nor can he go in front of the omud to be moitz of people their duty. Because he's not mechuyev, he doesn't have the same chiyev. He's only learning things for chinuch, so he can't be moitzi the public, for who have a chiyev to do. Ve'ein anoses kapov. If he's a kohen, he should not do duchanun. It's not covered for the tzibur to be blessed from a cotton, to be blessed by a nut minor. Pocheach. Pocheach is a person whose clothes are torn. You can see his flesh, his skin. Peres al shema. He can still lead the community from his place. And be Peres al Shema, saying the Kaddish and Borcho and the Kriya Shema, as we learned earlier on in the Perek. And the reason he can do it is because he does this from his place. He doesn't have to go in front of the Omid, so people don't see him in his somewhat disheveled state. Umasargim, and he can also do translating of the Torah into the Targum, into the Aramaic, because we are not so concerned about the covet of the Tzibur when it comes to the Targum, the translation. Avaleina kerba Torah, but he cannot lane the Torah when he's dressed or undressed in that manner where you can see through his torn clothes the skin. That's because of covet of the Torah. Nor can he go in front of the Omid to lead to be a chazan. People see him there in his disheveled state. It's not covered with a tzibur. Nor does he do duchanun for the same reason. It's a gnai, it's a shame for the tzibur. Sumo, peres al shema. A blind person can lead the community by saying Kaddish, Borcho, and Kriya Shema. And even though he's going to be saying the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros, a bracha, the blessing Hashem for creating the luminaries, sun and the moon, and he doesn't have benefit from it because he's blind. Nevertheless, the Gemara explains he really does have benefit from it, because while people seeing him in the daytime or people seeing him by the light of the moon, they can actually watch him and see to stop him falling somewhere, because they can see, oh, don't fall in here, and therefore he benefits ultimately from that as well. Umasargem, and he can also do the Targum, translation of the Torah. A blind person can do that because it's all done balpeh, that's all done orally anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Kol shalei ro'am eres miyomof. Any person who's never seen the light of day, he's born blind, Nabuch, since he never had anah from the light at all, therefore, eino peres al shema. He's not allowed to be peres al shema. He cannot lead the community by saying, Baruch av yetzer hama'oros, etc. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that a blind person can be peres al shema, can lead the tzibur with Kaddish and Borcho and Krishma. Mishnah Zayin. Because of the previous Mishnah that talked about a cotton and a minor being unfit to do duchanun, so now we talk about other people who cannot do duchanun as well. Kohen sheyesh b'yodav mumin. A kohen who has blemishes on his hands, or in his feet, or his face. Laisas kapov, he's not allowed to do duchanun, because the community look at him and they distract their minds from the bracha, from the brikas kohenim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mi shahoyu yodov tzavuis istis, also a person whose hands were dyed with a blue color. There's a herb that was called istis. They produced a blue pigment from it, and his hands are dyed with that or stained with that. Ufua, or his hands are stained with a red pigment made from a herb called pua, or any other unusual colour. Laisa's cup of, he's not allowed to do dochanan. Mipnei shaham mistaknubai, because the people look at him, they get distracted from the bracha. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, that when it looks at the kohenim at the time when they do duchanan, their eyes become weak, because the shechina rests between their hands. So therefore, we don't want them to look there, because they could harm their eyes. Tosus rejects this. He says, no, this was only in the Beis HaMikdash that the shechina was resting on the hands, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, the reason is more because of hesach hadas, because of distraction, as we explained before.